This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Jono. My next guest is an ARIA award-winning country music artist. He's a previous Australian of the Year, and he's just released a new single and album to commemorate the Anzacs. He joins me on Joy 94.9. Lee Kerrigan, welcome.
G'day, Jono. How are you, mate?
Absolute pleasure to have you in. Yeah. Can we call you an Australian music legend?
Oh, mate,
I think we can,
just
can't we?
Don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah, right. Hey, you've been in this business for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Is it still as much fun as when you first started out?
Oh, I think it's more fun now. Yeah, because I get to travel around Australia in jet aeroplanes and with, you know, great bands and production, as opposed to towing a horse float around with all my band gear in the back of it like I used to in the old days.
And I guess you've like built up a pretty big name for yourself and a loyal fan base after so many years.
Yeah, you know, there's been so many people who've helped me along the way, and it all started with the Boys from the Bush and the Outback Club back in the early 90s, and done countless shows, and there's a big fan base out there, but I don't even think of them as fans. I think of them as my extended family.
Because the music industry has changed so much since when you first started. I mean, when you first started out, you didn't have to deal with Facebook and Twitter and all this sort of thing, and people downloading songs.
Yeah.
Do you sort of try and keep up with the change, or do you stick to your tried and true methods? Or,
mate, last night on Facebook, I reckon I responded to maybe 70 or 80, maybe 100, close to 100 people last night personally. So, yeah, I try and keep up with it. And you got to keep it real.
What do you love about country music?
What I love about it, it's story-based music. So, you know, it's those true stories about our people, our way of life, you know, the things that are, that, you know, hit us in the heart.
Because, I mean, people maybe in the cities and even sort of some Joy listeners, if I stereotype here, don't quite realise the huge following that country music has got in Australia. I mean, it is very popular, and there's a lot of up-and-coming talent, the likes of Amber Lawrence, etc. I mean, I personally think that we need an X Factor or a Country Idol programme, you know, on the telly to do this. Do you have any advice you give to young artists that you meet or new people coming into the business?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, there's been a lot of young acts that have come up through the ranks and ended up touring with me, people like the McClymonts.
Yeah,
you know,
they were just love them.
Three young girls, you know, and just learning the ropes back when they started touring with me back in around 2006. And they've gone on to become ARIA winners and chart toppers. And now the Wolf Brothers are touring with me, the boys from Tasmania. But, yeah, look, I just say get out and tour, but write your own songs. It's really important. And just keep trying to hone your craft, whether it's as a songwriter or as a singer or a guitar player. You just got to keep working at it. You know?
Do you think you've honed your craft yet? Or are you still working
partially
on it and still discovering new things?
Partially honed.
Partially.
I'm like a, you know, in some respects, I'm like a golfer, a hacker, hit the odd good shot, and then I could, you know, hook one straight into the lake.
You've just taken on this huge project, which is quite different to anything you've ever done before. And we're talking about the Spirit of the Anzacs, which is a new album and single that you've just released. How did the idea come about?
I went to the War Memorial back in 2013, and it was just a visit to have a look around. And as I walked into the building, I saw a plaque by Charles Bean, who was the founder of the War Memorial. Mm-hmm. And on the plaque were the words that read, "Here is their spirit in the heart of the land they loved, and here we guard the record that they themselves made." And I got the goosebumps up my arms and ended up in the archives where they have the diaries and the letters that were written by, you know, diggers going all the way back to Gallipoli right through to, you know, modern day servicemen and women in Afghanistan. And I decided that from these letters, we'd adapt it to music and turn it into songs and an album.
If we just talk about the song for a moment, Spirit of the Anzacs. Now, over your career, you've recorded duets with a whole lot of people. But for this particular track, you managed to get a whole lot of great Australian stars on it, Guy Sebastian, Jessica Malboy, etc. How did you get everyone on board? Did you send out an email or what did you do?
Got on the telephone and started calling. And look, it's for a really good cause. All 100% of the profits from Spirit of the Anzacs, the song and the music video, go to Legacy Australia. who helped 90,000 war widows every year and thousands of orphans. And the other part of the profits go to Soldier On, who help men and women who return from war zones wounded, both psychologically and emotionally and physically. So it was a great cause. So, you know, the best what happens? The number one artists in the country get on board first. Jessica Mowboy, Guy Sebastian, Megan Washington, Shannon Knoll, The Shepherd. I love that band, you know, John Stevens. So it was really, really great to get that little support from the wider music community.
For the actual single, you've used words spoken by former Prime Minister Paul Keating from his eulogy at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did that particularly resonate with you?
Well, in the eulogy, he said, out of the war came a lesson that transcended all the horror and the tragedy. And it was a lesson about ordinary people. And the lesson was they were not ordinary.
Mm.
You know? And then he went on to say, he is all of them and he is one of us. And that's at the spiritual heart of the song, you know, that we wrote, which became the theme song for the album.
Were you nervous about producing it? Because, I mean, it's sensitive. It's obviously an emotive and sensitive subject, and it's not something you'd want to get wrong.
No, that's right. You know, and it's the greatest privilege of my life to sing the voice of the Australian soldier. And so I felt that weight of responsibility pretty heavy on my shoulders, and it was 18 months in the making. The album, but it was an absolute labour of love from beginning to end.
I think the best thing to do now is to play the single. Here it is, The Spirit of the Anzacs, Lee Kernaghan, Guy Sebastian, Shepherd, John Stevens, Jessica Mowboy, Shannon Knoll and Megan Washington. More with Lee next on Joy 94.9.
The spirit of the Anzacs, proud and strong. Spirit of the Anzacs, we'll live on and on.
G'day, this is Lee Kernaghan. You're listening to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Jono. My special guest in the studio today, Lee Kernaghan, award-winning country music star. You've got something like 33 Golden Guitar Awards, something, haven't you? Do you have to keep building a new mantelpiece?
No, but you do have to wear sunglasses when you go into the Golden Guitar Bar.
Right.
It's bright, it's shiny.
Hey, look, we're talking about the album, The Spirit of the Anzacs, which you've just released. Mm. This is a whole album of music. We've just heard the main single. When you sat down and thought about it, did you sort of have an original concept, and has that how the album worked out at the end, or were there changes along the way?
No, it kind of snowballed. We started with a song about Gallipoli, and then we thought, well, we better write a song about the Western Front, and then, well, what about the charge at Bathsheba, and what about Passchendaele? And then became World War II and Korea and Vietnam and Afghanistan. And so that's the project just kept growing and growing to the point that we only finished it 5 weeks ago. So it's
tight deadline.
We've been hard at it. Yeah.
Hey, it involved a lot of people, including the Australian War Memorial. Mm. Were they immediately keen on the project, or did they need some convincing?
Well, we didn't even know we were on a project. We were just writing songs, so and they were very helpful. Every song on the album is a true story, and their historical department worked very closely with me and my record producer, Garth Porter, to ensure the authenticity and the correctness of every word of every song and every word of every liner note.
Because the basis of the songs come from letters written by diggers and other people involved in the war to their loved ones.
Yeah.
Each song inspired by a different letter. Mm-hmm. It must have been quite an emotional process reading those letters and putting them into songs. I mean, it's quite emotional just reading the notes in the CD booklet when you read the story behind the songs.
I know, mate. I know. Like, I've choked up, and you know, when we made the Spirit of the Anzacs music video, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it really pulls on the heartstrings. Well, I worked on it for 19 hours straight in the last day of editing.
Yeah.
And when I got to bed that night, it was 3 a.m. in the morning, put my head on the pillow, turned off the lights.
Yeah.
And tears just rolled out of my eyes. You know, there's just so much emotion in this album and in this project. And the reason is that it's about real people, you know, real lives and real Australians that have done some pretty incredible things.
Yeah. So personal album to you, obviously, but personal to all the stories that are in the, featured on the album.
Yeah.
Have you got a personal favourite or sort of one that stands out for you?
Yeah. There's one about a young fella, 27 years old. This fella was the best looking bloke you'd ever see. Just incredible. All of the blokes in his regiment were jealous of him. Because not only was he good looking, he was one of the most elite soldiers Australia has ever produced. And the reason why the blokes in his battalion were pissed off with him was because he didn't know that. You know,
yeah.
He was just a very humble bloke. Came from Yungaburra. Up on the Atherton Tablelands in far north Queensland. And Benjamin Chuck was his name. He was on his third deployment in Afghanistan. And such was the perilous nature of his missions, highly, highly dangerous, that all of the men in his regiment were encouraged to have a sealed letter that was there, prepared, ready to go home should they die in action. It was in the mid 2010, Ben was on this mission in a Black Hawk helicopter, and the chopper went down, and he didn't survive. His letter did, and his letter went back home. And if you like, I can just read you a little bit
of what
Ben wrote from his last letter, writing back to his partner. He said, "Hey, baby, I've waited till the night before going out to write this. I'll put it off more like it. Obviously, I didn't think I was going to die. No one does. But I just wanted you to know how special you are to me. You are the sweetest, kindest, and prettiest girl I've ever met. I'm so sorry to put you through this. Please forgive me, and I hope you find someone down the track to make you happy, although matching me will be a hard task."
Mm.
And he concluded by saying, "You'll always be with me, my love, and I'll always be with you."
How do you put something like that into a song? Like the emotion to put something like that into a song and to write music to that?
It's a hard task, but just talking about it, you know, I get goosebumps and get choked up.
It is a real tribute to the people, isn't it, that you've done made?
That's the purpose of this album, is that voices like Benjamin Chuck from North Queensland and so many of the others that are mentioned throughout the song, even though they're not around anymore, in a way they live again through these songs and their voices. My hope is that their voices will ring out loud and clear across Australia.
The whole sort of story behind the album is talking about the price of war and the loss of life or people that are injured. Mm. One of the tracks that resonated with me is the one with Lisa McLoone, which is The Unbearable Price of War.
Yeah.
How did that track come about and how did Lisa get involved?
Well, the track came about mainly because we wanted to write a song about the nurses who have served our country so incredibly well over all these years. And Garth Porter, my producer, did a lot of research on numerous nurses, but one such nurse, Sharon Cooper, was serving in Afghanistan in 2008. And she wrote some words that were particularly poignant, which inspired the song. I can read you some of her words.
Yeah, please do.
She said, "I've heard the noise of battle in the distance, taken the radio call, then eagerly awaited the sound of rotor blades that would deliver the war to me. I have awaited their return and tended their wounds, never able to fully comprehend the darkness of man that they encountered on their journey. I've been privileged to hear of unimaginable acts of bravery and self-preservation, and I have stood by silently to attempt to pick up the pieces when it all falls apart. I have worn their blood," and much of those words you'll hear in the song.
Yeah. Because the other thing with this album, when a lot of people think of the Anzacs, they immediately think of Gallipoli, especially this year with the centennial of it. But this album is not just Gallipoli. It goes through the First and Second World Wars right up to the Afghanistan War.
It does.
So you're dealing with, you know, the spirit of the Anzacs throughout a great period of time. Do you think for people that perhaps know little about the Anzacs that this album is going to educate them or provide them some insight and perhaps a different perspective to the effects of war?
I think so. And this album comes out in a 64 with a 64-page booklet with a whole lot of historical background to each and every song and the letters. And I think so. It will be, you know, educational in some respects.
It really is an album that, like, when you listen to it, you can't sort of just put it on and listen to it and go and do something else. But at least the first time you listen to it, you really do need to sit down and follow the lyrics and read the stories in the booklet when you listen to it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It makes more sense. And what I'm looking forward to is later this year we'll be back in Melbourne with playing Rod Laver Arena with the Spirit of the Anzacs Arena Tour, starring Lisa McCune and Jack Thompson. Jack Jones will be there, Harrison Craig, a star-studded cast, and it'll feature a 30-metre wide screen that'll put people right in the middle of the action, you know, on the Kokoda track, the bombing of Darwin, you know, the desert ridges of Afghanistan is going to come to life in this show. And all of the music off the Spirit of the Anzacs album will be featured in the show.
Lee, thanks so much for coming in to Joy 94.9 today. Can I just say I'm so proud of you for doing this album. It is an amazing effort, having listened to it. And I think it's a fantastic piece of Australian history that, I mean, as a music lover myself and a fan of country music, to take these stories and put them into song, I just think you've done a tremendous job of it.
Thank you, mate. We haven't forgotten New Zealand either, you know.
Yeah.
There's a song there called Passchendaele, based on a 40-page letter that was written by Private Leonard Hart, 2nd Battalion Otago Infantry Regiment, NZEF. And the reason why it's on the record is that it would never have made it home through the censors, what he said in this describing Passchendaele and the horror that he experienced. But he gave it to a friend who was heading back to England, and the friend brought it via England back to New Zealand, and eventually, it made its way into the archives at the War Memorial, and it's on the album.
Featured on the album. Hey, and the tour is heading right around the country later this year. You're at Melbourne's Rod Laver Arena on Friday, the 11th of September. The Spirit of the Anzacs album is out right now. Thank you so much for joining me on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, Jono.
All the very best for the album.
I love the station. So does my wife, Robbie X.
Yeah, we play Robbie quite a bit on the station. We'll certainly be supporting the tour and hope to have you back later in the year.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you guys come along to Rod Laver as our special guests and see the show.
It would be fantastic. Thank you very much. Yep. You're on Joy 94.9.
is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.